You won't find planes smaller than these. And what if I said these are made at home? Yup, today we are looking at the smallest planes ever made by people at home. Are you ready for a wild ride through the aviation world? Let's fly in. Helicopter from scrap. When you've never touched a plane, what's the next step? Build your own helicopter, of course. That's exactly what Joseph Wonka Hayes did with nothing but scrap metal and determination. Inspired by a falling fan and some serious wind power, Joseph spent 5 years creating a homemade helicopter. It flies 20 meters up, but landing? Let's just say he's learned a few hard lessons. I mean, one crash even broke both of his hands. But Joseph isn't giving up. He's chasing his dream of building Uganda's first privately made helicopter, proving that ambition really does defy gravity. Plane, but grounded. Gabriel Desroux is an IT specialist with a love for aviation. He spent 3 years building his dream plane, the Upendo experimental aircraft. Packed with 250 kilograms of pure ambition, he carried it to Muranga for its big moment. The plane came to life, rolled down the airstrip, and kept rolling. Flying will have to wait. To avoid risking life and limb, Gabriel tested it using a remote control, a smart move considering its current refusal to leave the ground. With more tweaks and support from interested institutions, Gabriel's dream is grounded for now, but it's clear he's not giving up anytime soon. Metal Bird Maker. The DA-11 is Leon Davis's homemade masterpiece. It's built entirely out of metal. This plane weighs just 170 pounds, lighter than most humans. It's powered by a 20-horsepower lawnmower engine. Yes, a lawnmower engine. Leon didn't need fancy tools or engineering degrees to make this fly. He used a calculator, a notebook, and good old determination. The DA-11 can zip through the sky at 135 miles per hour and needs only 500 feet of runway to get airborne. It's small, economical, and practical. The Flying Triangle. The Verhees Delta is a handmade flying machine. Its triangular shape isn't just for looks, but it's a smart design that makes it stable and efficient in the air. Bart Verhees is the man behind it, who built this in his workshop and turned simple materials into something that actually flies. It has a 35-horsepower engine, the kind you'd expect in something much less exciting. But with this lightweight design, it can still hit speeds of 80 miles per hour. From its metal frame to its unique wings, every piece of this plane was carefully crafted by hand. The Village Aviator. In a small village in Rajasthan, India, one man poured his heart, soul, and a lot of money into building his own airplane from scratch. Yes, one man. This airplane isn't just a project, it's a masterpiece. Inside it, he has set up a mobile phone system that tracks speed, turning points, and everything else a pilot needs mid-air. It's a proper cockpit, which is designed by determination. He's failed twice, but he's not giving up. He's now waiting for clearance to make his dream take off, literally. Tiny Airbus Wonder. Making an RC replica of the Airbus, A350 is no joke, but this guy didn't just build a smaller version, he made it better. The real A350 is known for its wide body and fuel efficiency, but his replica? It's even more fuel efficient and cheaper to operate. Talk about taking things up a notch. He captured the sleek design, flexible wings, and smooth flight, while tweaking it to be lighter and more efficient. It wasn't easy, but RC modeling gives you full creative control. Piece by piece, he built a masterpiece that not only looks like the real thing, but might actually outperform it in its own way. Homemade Sky Hustle. Forget fancy labs and billion-dollar budgets. Isaac and Jacob from Ghana decided their backyard was enough to build a plane. Meet the Kofi 1601, a two-seater beast made from iron pipes, aluminum sheets, and plywood. It's powered by a Volkswagen engine, because why not turn a car into a plane? The wings are fully detachable, so you can pack it up like luggage. It runs on regular petrol, keeping things simple and cheap. These brothers learned the craft from YouTube videos and an Air Force officer proving you don't need much when you've got determination. Classic glider flight. The Shule Glider, SG-38, isn't just a glider, but it's a time machine that takes you back to the basics of flying. Built for simplicity and purity, this classic glider has no cockpit, no luxury, and absolutely no frills. It's just you, the wind, and a wooden frame. Flying it is less about distance and more about feeling the raw connection to the sky. This beauty was homemade decades ago, with builders crafting its simple wooden structure by hand. Kolb Firefly. Ever dreamed of building your own plane? The Kolb Firefly makes that possible. This ultralight marvel is not just a machine, but it's a DIY adventure. Builders start with simple materials like aluminum tubes and fabric and create a masterpiece capable of taking to the skies. What makes it special is its simplicity. It's designed for backyard engineers who want a plane without the bells and whistles. Every rivet and wing is handcrafted, turning raw parts into a fully functional flying machine. The Firefly proves that aviation doesn't have to be complicated. With patience and passion, you can craft your own gateway to freedom. That too, right from your garage. Minimax Magic Ride. The Minimax 1100R is the ultimate "I built this" bragging rights. This homemade plane is famous for being a one-man engineering marvel. It's a tiny wooden frame crafted with precision, covered in lightweight fabric and powered by a small engine that turns dreams into takeoffs. What makes the Minimax unique is its efficiency and accessibility. Unlike most DIY planes, this one is built from wood instead of metal, which gives it a classic and almost nostalgic vibe. It's incredibly light and fuel efficient. This makes it the perfect choice for anyone who wants to soar without breaking the bank. The Minimax 1100R isn't just a plane, but it's a handcrafted ticket to the skies. Zenith's Anywhere Wings. Ever wondered what would happen if a plane and a 4x4 had a baby? Enters the Zenith CH-701. It's lovingly nicknamed the Sky Jeep. This isn't a typical airplane, but it's built for adventurers who think airports are boring. The CH-701 is famous for its short takeoff and landing capability. It can practically hop onto a gravel bar or skid into a grassy clearing without breaking a sweat. Its secret is the high lift wings with slats and flaps that make it a champion in tight spots. Many builders say putting it together is like creating your ultimate survival tool, except this one takes you into the clouds. It's rugged, reliable, and just plain awesome. Fisher FP-202 Koala. Who says big things can't come in small packages? The Fisher FP-202 Koala is proof that even the tiniest homemade planes can pack a punch. It's like a pocket-sized plane that feels as cozy as its namesake, but flies like a dream. What makes the Koala stand out is its all-wood construction. Unlike aluminum aircraft, this DIY wonder is built from carefully crafted wood, which gives it a vintage charm that makes every builder feel like an old-school aviation pioneer. But don't let its simplicity fool you. This ultralight beauty is famous for its smooth handling and lightweight design, making it perfect for hobbyists who want to fly through the skies with style and ease. Aerolite's Featherweight Flyer. If airplanes were in a weight loss competition, the Aerolite 103 would take home the trophy. This tiny homemade gem is so light it falls under the ultralight category. This means that you don't even need a pilot's license to fly it. Talk about freedom. What makes the Aerolite 103 so fascinating is how it balances simplicity with performance. Builders start with a straightforward kit, piecing together a lightweight aluminum frame and adding fabric for the wings. It's powered by a small yet mighty engine that delivers just enough thrust to make you feel like a bird. This plane isn't just fun, but it's a revolution in personal aviation. The Featherlight Flyer. The Archaeopteryx is the closest thing to strapping on wings and taking off like a bird. This Swiss-made glider is incredibly lightweight and weighs just over 110 pounds. It is perfect for enthusiasts who want a pure, engine-free flight. Its unique design combines the simplicity of a hang glider with the performance of a high-end sailplane. Built mostly by hand, this is crafted with carbon fiber and modern composites to keep it strong, yet unbelievably light. It's foot-launched, so no runway needed, just your legs and a good breeze. Quicksilver MX-2. What's better than flying your own homemade airplane, sharing it? The Quicksilver MX-2 is a rare gem in the DIY aviation world because it's a two-seater. This ultralight wonder lets you bring a buddy along for the ride. What makes it special isn't just the extra seat. The MX-2 has an open cockpit design This makes every flight feel like a breezy adventure. Builders love how straightforward the kit is. It's like assembling a dream with wings. But its simplicity doesn't compromise performance. The MX-2 is agile, responsive, and an absolute joy to fly. It's not just a plane, but it's an experience meant to be shared. Star Bumblebee 2. How do you make history? Apparently by building the tiniest airplane anyone's ever seen. Meet the Star Bumblebee 2, a plane so small it feels more like a flying toy than an aircraft. But don't let its size fool you. It's packed with personality. It was built by aviation enthusiast Robert Starr. This little guy was designed to break records, and it did that, measuring only about 9 feet in length. The Bumblebee 2 held the title of the world's smallest piloted airplane. Its short, stubby wings and compact design made it look almost comical, but its ability to actually take to the skies was nothing short of genius. This plane isn't just a feat of engineering. It's a symbol of how big dreams can take flight, even in the smallest packages. Skypup. The Skypup is the perfect example of less is more. Made from plywood and foam, this ultralight airplane became legendary for being one of the easiest and cheapest DIY planes to build. Forget fancy tools or high-tech materials. This plane is pure ingenuity. What makes the Skypup unique is how simple it is. Builders talk about how straightforward the design is, with many completing it in a small garage. Its lightweight frame makes it incredibly fuel efficient while still being fun to fly. With its quirky name and minimalist design, the Skypup isn't just a homemade airplane. It's a flying lesson in how creativity can take you to new heights. Mitchell U2 Superwing. Ever wondered what happens when someone says, "Who needs a body for a plane?" That's exactly how the Mitchell U2 Superwing was born. This striking flying wing doesn't bother with a fuselage. It's just a pure sleek wingspan designed to conquer the skies. What makes it so special is its futuristic design, which minimizes drag, making it faster and more efficient than most ultralights. Builders love the challenge of assembling its wooden frame and fiberglass skin, creating something that looks as bold as it flies. The U2 Superwing isn't just a plane, but it's a masterpiece of creativity and aerodynamics. This proves that true innovation often comes from the most daring ideas. Rutan Quickie. What do you get when you mix a wild imagination with genius engineering? The Rutan Quickie, a homemade airplane that's as unique as its name. This tiny two-winged aircraft doesn't just look different, but it flies differently too. Designed by Burt Rutan, the Quickie's most striking feature is its tandem wing configuration. Instead of the usual single set of wings, it has two of them, one smaller in the front and a larger one in the back. This design wasn't just for show. It made the plane incredibly stable and fuel efficient. Building the Quickie was a labor of love for DIYers who wanted an airplane as bold and creative as they were. Cry Cry MC-15. What happens when someone dares to shrink an airplane down to the size of a motorbike? You get the Cry Cry MC-15, the tiniest twin-engine aircraft in the world and a true engineering marvel. This quirky little plane was designed by Michel Colomban. He is a favorite among DIY builders for his audacity. Imagine constructing something so small that it fits in a standard garage and yet powerful enough to zoom through the skies. Its twin engines give it an unexpected burst of speed, and its lightweight aluminum frame ensures maximum efficiency. Skies Lawnmower. Imagine seeing something take off from a field and thinking, "Was that a plane or a lawnmower?" That's the magic of the Chotia Weedhopper, a homemade ultralight that looks as quirky as its name. Created in the 1970s, this plane became famous for how ridiculously simple and fun it was to build and fly. With its aluminum frame, fabric wings, and a design so forgiving, it could glide off a backyard. The Weedhopper turned casual hobbyists into pilots. Its low-speed capability made it perfect for laid-back scenic flights. The Weedhopper wasn't just an airplane. It was the ultimate proof that flying could be easy, affordable, and a whole lot of fun. The Winged Wonder. The Mitchell Wing B-10 is a masterpiece of minimalist design. Originally created as a foot-launched glider, it evolved into a powered ultralight that combines simplicity with performance. Its standout feature is the single-wing, tailless design, which reduces drag and boosts lift, making it perfect for smooth and efficient flying. Builders love its lightweight construction, which keeps it agile and easy to handle. This airplane isn't about speed or size, it's about the joy of soaring. The Mitchell Wing B-10 is proof that innovation doesn't have to be complicated. It just needs a brilliant idea and the courage to fly. Zenith CH-601. The Zenith CH-601 stands out as a builder's dream, offering the perfect balance of precision and personal touch. This all-metal kit airplane became iconic for its clean and modular design that allows for endless customization. Constructed from aluminum sheets, it doesn't just look professional, it performs like a dream. Builders have the freedom to choose their preferred engine, avionics, and finishing touches, making every CH-601 a unique creation. Praised for its smooth handling and stability, it's a plane for those who want more than just a project. This is a handcrafted masterpiece that's built to perform with style and reliability. Tiny wings, big dreams. The Hummelbird isn't just a homemade airplane, but it's a compact flying legend. Created by Maury Hummel in the 1970s, this pint-sized aircraft became famous for being one of the smallest single-seat planes anyone could build in their garage. What makes it truly special is its efficiency. Crafted from lightweight aluminum, the Hummelbird can fly on as little as half the horsepower of most small planes, making it incredibly fuel efficient. Its unique design gives it a sleek, vintage vibe that builders can't resist. This isn't just an airplane, it's proof that even the smallest wings can carry the biggest dreams into the sky. RANS S4 Coyote. The RANS S4 Coyote is a love letter to simplicity and adventure. Designed in the 1980s, it became a sensation because it brought aviation to people who thought flying was out of reach. Its story is pure ingenuity. Unlike many DIY planes, the Coyote wasn't just about getting airborne. It was about doing so with style and reliability. Builders adored its high wing design, not just for looks, but for practicality. It's perfect for backcountry flying. It could take off from tiny, rugged strips of land where other planes wouldn't dare. RANS S9 Chaos. The RANS S9 delivers high-performance aerobatics in a homemade package. This ultralight was designed for thrill-seekers who want more than a casual flight. It's all about loops, rolls, and mid-air excitement. Its lightweight steel tube frame, covered with fabric, makes it incredibly agile, while its responsive controls give pilots the confidence to pull off daring stunts. What's remarkable is how accessible it is. Builders can construct this in their own workshops. Whether soaring high or flipping through the clouds, the S9 brings precision and adventure together. This plane is a flying playground for those who crave excitement. BeeDB D5. This tiny, sleek aircraft captured imaginations in the 1970s with its jet-like design, which made it look more like a personal rocket than a homemade airplane. What sets the BeeDB5 apart is its modularity. Builders could choose between a propeller or jet engine, customizing it to their flying dreams. With its streamlined body and lightweight build, the BeeDB5 promised unmatched speed and agility for its size. Though challenging to build, it remains iconic for its futuristic look and daring concept. The BeeDB5 is more than an airplane. It's a symbol of how big ideas can fit in the smallest frames. A legacy in the skies. The Thatcher CX-4 is the result of one man's dream to bring vintage aviation charm back to the modern era. What makes this plane truly unique is that David Thatcher built the prototype in his garage on a shoestring budget. No team or any fancy equipment. Just a passion for flight and a lot of determination. The CX-4's design is a nod to classic World War II fighters, giving it a timeless look. Builders love it for its simplicity. It can be constructed with basic tools and patience, which makes it accessible to almost anyone. The result was a plane that's as elegant to look at as it is to fly. Stitz S-2 A Sky Baby. The Stitz SA-2. A Sky Baby is one of the smallest piloted airplanes ever built. Created in the 1950s by Ray Stitz. this tiny aircraft was designed to push the limits of what a small plane could actually be. With a wingspan of just over 7 feet, it looks like something out of a kid's dream, but it's fully functional, built from lightweight materials and powered by a compact engine. The Sky Baby is a marvel of engineering and innovation. It's a daring example of how even the tiniest planes can soar into history. MK4. The MK4 stands out as the ultimate DIY airplane for those who want to combine simplicity with functionality. What makes it special is this ultralight aircraft is a favorite for first-time builders thanks to its modular kit design, which includes pre-cut parts and assembly instructions. Unlike flashier models, the MK4 is all about practicality, which is powered by a reliable two-stroke engine that's easy to service at home. It's lightweight and fuel efficient, perfect for relaxed flights at speeds up to 60 miles per hour. The MK4 is proof that homemade doesn't mean complicated. It means flying made accessible. SD1 Mini Sport. Imagine building a plane so small it fits in your garage and costs less to run than your car. That's the SD1 Mini Sport. This ultralight aircraft weighs only 254 pounds and flies up to 140 miles per hour. The best part is, it's a DIY kit. You put it together and you've got your own plane. No expensive hangar or fancy pilot's license needed. It's budget-friendly, efficient, and so light, you'll think it's a toy until you're soaring in the skies. Who said flying couldn't be simple and fun? The SD1 Mini Sport proves them wrong. Sonex Onyx. The Sonex Onyx 3300 is a standout for its simple yet genius design, built for one person. It's lightweight and compact with an 18-foot-long body and a wingspan of 22 feet. This plane is small enough to fit in most garages when the wings are folded, which makes it one of the most practical home-built aircraft out there, powered by a Jabiru 3300 six-cylinder engine. It's surprisingly powerful, with a gross weight of just 1,150 pounds. This bird proves that less is truly more. Piet'n'Pol Air Camper. The Piet'n'Pol Air Camper is a true classic in the world of home-built planes. What makes it unique is its vintage design, which was created in the 1920s by Bernard Piet'n'Pol using basic materials like wood and fabric. This plane is all about simplicity and nostalgia, giving it a charm that modern planes just can't replicate. Another standout feature is its engine flexibility. Builders often use car engines like a Ford Model A engine to power it, making it an affordable and creative project. Sky's Lightest Ride. The Legal Eagle is an ultralight plane that's as simple as it gets, weighing just 254 pounds. It's built for fun and ease. It has a 45 horsepower engine, and it's surprisingly capable for its size. The carbs had to be bolted down because of vibrations, but that's all part of its handmade charm. The frame is wrapped in Oratex fabric, which is heat shrunk for a snug finish. So no paint needed, which saves weight. The seat is comfortable and the brakes are reliable. It's hand-propped, meaning no electric start, but that keeps it lightweight. The Legal Eagle is the ultimate DIY flyer. The Minimalist Flyer. The Legal Eagle. XL stands out because it's one of the lightest and simplest planes you can build. Weighing only 250 pounds, it's so light that it doesn't require a license to fly in most places. Its aluminum frame keeps it durable while being incredibly lightweight. What's truly unique is its design. It's made for home builders who don't want complicated projects. The instructions are straightforward and the parts are easy to assemble. It has a small four-stroke engine that's fuel efficient, making it cheap to run. Built to fly. When you can't afford a plane, you build one in your backyard. That's exactly what 21-year-old George Tumtai from Kiambu did. With a mechanical engineering certificate and money saved from washing cars, he built a microlight aircraft using parts from motorcycles and cars. The 200cc engine might sound small, but George made it work. On the big day, the crowd showed up. George strapped in, and then the police showed up too. No flying without a license, they said. Grounded, but not defeated. George proved that when life gives you limits, you engineer past them. That does it for this video. Which one of these planes would you like to own? Do you have a project of your own to share? let us know in the comments below. If you enjoyed this video, smash the like button, hit subscribe, and press the bell icon to stay updated for the latest news. Thanks for watching and goodbye.